This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Sue Hoppe of the College of Education and Professional Studies. She's here to talk about gardening therapy. Dr. Hoppe is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Hoppe, how did you become involved in horticulture therapy?
Well, I've always loved gardening, but I taught special education in Oklahoma, and I applied for an IDEA grant, that's the Individuals with Disabilities Educational Act, and I received $23,000 to establish a work-study program for students with severe disabilities. The money was used to purchase a greenhouse to create a living classroom. I had conducted some research on using a program such as this, and I found it very interesting and exciting. My background is in gardening, and I've always loved it. The target population for this grant was 20 high school students with severe disabilities in the areas of autism, multiple disabilities, and mental retardation. Many of these students could not qualify for admittance to group homes, sheltered workshops, or VOTEC because of what we call self-stimulatory behaviors, acting out behaviors, and extremely low communication skills. The goal of the program was to increase communication and social behavior through a work-study program consisting of 2 hours daily working in a greenhouse. The greenhouse provided a living classroom in which to provide these students with some prerequisite vocational skills, communication and behavior that would enhance their post-secondary opportunities and their independent living.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.